gangs feeding this stuff up on the hill. We run into it with Andy Glasses and all the rest of them every day. And that's something that that we have to bear in mind. Now, after I get the feel of this thing and get to talk to them, you keep the White House board informed where you are, and if it's possible, I'll give you a ring. If it's not, I'll go into it with you just as soon as I get back, and I would keep as fluid and flexible as I could, and I would keep as close in here as I could without arousing any speculation or doing any canceling or causing anybody to speculate.
Now, just so you may know, I'm very good after this weekend, up until almost the 1st of March. So I don't think we have anything of any real consequence after Monday.
Well, I would keep as flexible as I could, and I would...
I understand.
And I would keep as close here as I could. They're playing up this morning, and we're both gone at the same time. Papers here, Herald Tribune, and the same sources. I believe it may be the Times. I think it's Herald Tribune. Let me see here. Well, I can't. Doesn't make any difference. We can't be worried with them, but we have to bear a little bit of it in mind.
Yes, sir.
I'll be calling you. Now, where are you going to be Sunday there and Monday there?
I'll be in Minneapolis Sunday. And
where are you going to be Monday?
I'll be on the way back to Washington. I'm stopping off in Cleveland on Monday evening to speak to the school principals there on this school dropout program. We're having a meeting with them. But I'm in Washington Monday night.
All right. Now, did you do anything about getting our Javits straightened out on his tourists?
Yes, sir. And not only that, I have information going up to the key Democrats on that committee, and it'll be there in their hands. Should it be in there today, as a matter of fact. Douglas and Royce and all the key people.
Okay, much fine.
Yes, sir, and now, Mr. President, yeah. I know you're going to have a good trip, and I'll be right there. Don't you worry.
All right. Bye.
You bet. Bye now.